This episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show does include some adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we pick a random podcast, and then I listen to it. We sit along, we can hang on, and I give you my first impressions. Unless, of course, you'd like to have your show cut in line. Simply go to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button, and you'll hear your show right there in the front of the line. And that's not an upsell. It's $5. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 13.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 120.
And while I go dig out that random podcast, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And category number 13 is society and culture. Show number 120 is a show called Antemortem, hosted by Hannah Daughtry. Antemortem is an exploration of any person, thing, or weird accident that results in human fatality. So it's a comedy. And their website is Antemortem. Now that is A-N-T-E-M-O-R-T-E-M. Of course, I'll have links to this out at podcastrodeoshow.com. So antemortem.libsyn.com/website. We're going to listen to episode 9. So this is a fairly new podcast, started in May of 2017. We're going to listen to Euthanasia and Physician-Assisted Suicide, Part 2, and it goes a little something like this. All right. Pretty much what I expected. And the talking starts now with the buildup. Nope. It was a buildup to nothing. Now?
Hello.
There we go.
This is Antemortem, a podcast. I am the host of that podcast, Hannah Daughtry.
Daughtry.
And I had laser corrective surgery on my eyeballs about 11 days ago.
Nice. Congrats.
It wasn't LASIK. It was PRK. And I am not healing well. So the point is, I had to print my notes out for this episode in 18-point font, and it looks like a second grader's homework.
Okay.
And I'm only going to be able to read them for a short while, so we better just get started.
Okay, not really needed.
This is part 2 of Euthanasia and Physician-Assisted Suicide.
Yes.
And this episode will begin with some of the laws around the world regarding assisted death.
Actually, it started with you talking about
from
your eyes.
From what I could find, Belgium, Colombia, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Canada all have some version of legal assisted death.
Interesting.
That list does not include nations where passive euthanasia, like removing the feeding tube, would be legal. That's okay in Japan, India, Mexico, and a few others. Canada passed laws allowing doctor-assisted dying in June of 2016. Luxembourg decriminalized euthanasia in 2008. Australia legalized it in 1995, but then rescinded the law 2 years later, so they don't make the list.
Indian givers.
The Netherlands has had assisted death legal for a while, and in 2002, they additionally ruled that people with mental illnesses could do physician-assisted suicide. It's all regulated there by the Termination of Life on Request and Assisted Suicide Act of 2002.
Really?
But prior to that, since the 1970s, they really just hadn't been prosecuting doctors who performed it rather than saying flat out that it was legal. And the rate of euthanasia in the Netherlands has remained fairly stable at about 2.8% of all deaths.
All right.
Although not if you ask a shitstick named Rick Santorum.
Shitstick.
Who, by the way, Rick Santorum was a conservative senator from the state of Pennsylvania, and he had tried to run for president for a while in 2012.
I knew I didn't recognize that name.
He also looks like Jared Kushner in 30 years, but that's assuming that Jared Kushner even ages. which we'll find out.
I like the attitude.
I think that he might be half vampire, so maybe he won't.
All right, okay.
But anyway, during his 2012 presidential campaign, he falsely claimed that forced euthanasia accounted for 5% of all deaths in the Netherlands, and that elderly Dutch people were wearing bracelets reading, "Do not euthanize me."
Nice.
He was duly mocked.
Duly.
And he sucks.
All right. All right, so here's the interesting thing about this show. It's about death. And, I don't know, call me crazy. Death's a little depressing. And so I like the attitude. Even if I don't agree with you, I don't really have a, you know, could care less either way. But I like the attitude. I like the snarkiness. The only thing I would do is I love it when people start off with an apology. Not the world's best first impression. And in reality, if you hadn't told us that you had eye surgery and it was 18-point font, I wouldn't have known that. And more importantly, I don't really care. I'm glad your surgery went okay, but in reality, not the best first impression. You could have just said, hey, in today's show, blah, blah, blah. And if it took you two or three times to read it, you just edit it out and nobody would know. Much better first impression. Your audio is okay. You know, it sounds like you're in a room recording into a microphone. And I'm sure if I was listening to this in the car, you know, I would say it's perfectly fine. Your voice is fine. I like the fact that you were reading, but it sounded a little more like you were just talking to me. It wasn't reading it like this and it was very stiff. You were kind of more reporting on it. And I can handle people reading to me, especially if it's the news. That's one of the few times you can get away with reading to me if it's news related. So I thought it was pretty cool. And when you started putting in the snarkiness, now we got an attitude and it's going to make this subject a little more listenable. So, and I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name. So it's Doherty, Hannah. So Hannah, sorry about that. You can find it again, andamortem.libsyn.com/website. I'll put links to this out at podcastrodeoshow.com. If you would like to be on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's really easy. Just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and it's not one of these Fivers that's really 10 or 20 or 30. It's five. And that will cut your show in line here, and you'll hear me talking about your show. And as you've now heard, I don't hate them all. There just are some really bad shows. And I like this one. I thought it was okay. It was not something I would actually listen to. I think it's a little depressing, but I like the attitude. So thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.